a well-known difficulty with parashas of Vayakhel and Pekudei, in that the Torah is the essence of brevity. Torah will never use more words than necessary. Yet we have dozens of psukim which seem to tell us nothing that we didn't already know, nothing that wasn't already made clear in the parashas of Truma and Tzavah. And it's a striking contrast to the rest of the Torah. As we know, if you look at Rashi, virtually no perush of Rashi on Vayakhel and Pekudei, because, so to speak, there's nothing to say on the level of pshat that hasn't already been said. And to contrast this, the Moshel, with the halachos of Shechita, where the majority of them are in Teresh of Alter, and within the words of Zavasa Kasher Tivisicha, you have Tilcha Shechita. That's one question. Second question is, considering that there is a run of sedras that deal with the Mishkan, starting with Truma and finishing with Pekudei, question is, what is the mokim of the Chetah Egel in this construction? And it is well known that there is a machlokes between Rashi and Ramban, which in itself is possibly originally a machlokes between Medrash and the Zohar, as to whether the Egel gives a reason for the Mishkan being built. It's based to a certain extent on the machlokes of Ein Muktam or Yesh Muktam Ucha Batera. Rashi, as we know, is of the opinion that Ein Muktam Ucha Batera in two different parashiyos. And therefore Rashi says that the whole reason for the Mishkan was post the building of the Egel. And therefore there was the emphasis on gold, the Mechaper, for them having given gold in the first place. There is the opening words of this week's Sedra, Vayakhel, to be Mechaper for the fact that Vayakhel al Aroin, at the very beginning of the Parsha of the Egel, there is the fact that the person who built the Mishkan is always titled with not only his and his father's, but his grandfather's name, Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur, because Hur was the person who was Mesa Nefesh for the Egel to prevent it being built, and therefore it's only right that there should be a Truvas HaMishkal here, and that it should be his grandson who brings Kapara to Kal Yisrael. And therefore Rashi says we can see in the very way the Mishkan was built that it is a step-by-step tshuva for the Egel. And the Chatzam Sofer points out that the first three ingredients named for the building of the Mishkan are Zohar, Kesef, and Achoshes. Chatzam Sofer says, these are the days on which we have Kriyas HaTorah. Right? Zayin Hei Beis are the days of the week. Kesef, Kippurim, Sukkos, Purim, Pesach, Neiros, Chodesh, Shoma, Tainis. So within these three words, we encapsulate all the days on which there is Kriyas HaTorah, which is a rather cryptic comment. Ma'in Shmit Eitzel Har Sinai, it was Kriyas HaTorah got to do with the building of the Mishkan. The idea is, though, that the reason that there is Kriyas HaTorah, the reason that Ezra was miyated Kriyas HaTorah, was because there had been a breakdown individually. Individually, we should all have learned Torah, but Kal Yisrael fell from that Madrega, and Ezra wanted to ensure that there would never be 3 days without Torah. Hence the public institution of Kriyas HaTorah. This is the same as the Mishkan. The Mishkan was ideally a Mikdash Ma'at in everybody's house, where the Bechor would be the Kohen, but it didn't happen. People didn't do what they were supposed to do, and as a result there was a communal institution in which everybody would do the Avodah. After the Egel, there needed to be an achrayas on the klal rather than an achrayas on the yochid, because the yochid had failed in the same way as with kriyas haTorah, with limud Torah, the yochid had failed, and therefore it was changed to an inyan of the klal rather than of the yochid. So this is Rashi's mahalach. Ramban, on the other hand, says that the reason this is the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael are given is Parshas Mishpatim, which are the general halachas, which are not specific to Klal Yisrael at that moment in time. But the building of the Mishkan is something that Klal Yisrael were instructed to do essentially immediately after Matan Torah, says the Ramban, because they were zeicha to this madrega after the emuna that they achieved with Nasa v'Nishma, and therefore only then were they given this mitzvah, which means it's not a failing, faket. It is an achievement that gave them the zchus to have a mishkan, a mikdash, and therefore this is a lechatchila, not a bedieved. So this machlokes is well known, but it doesn't really answer the question. It just stakes out two different positions. Still doesn't explain the repetition. Either way, according to the Rambam, I understand why there's Truma Tetzaveh, and according to Rashi, I understand why there's V'yakel Pekudeh. But two of the Sedras are essentially redundant from our perspective of this. There is, on a simple level, another difference. And that is that if you look through the Seder HaDvarim in Truma and in Vayakel, there's a completely different order in which the Kalim and the Binyan is enumerated. In Parshas Truma, the purpose of the Mishkan is being defined. We're given a reason why to build the Mishkan. It starts, and virtually at the end of the Tzavik finishes, with the idea of V'shachanti B'seichel. V'osuli Mikdash, it's not just an instruction, but there's a reason, there's a purpose. V'shachanti B'seichel. And therefore, with virtually every step of building the Kalim, we're given a reason. They should build an Orem for the Luchos. They should build a Kapeires, because it is from there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will speak to Moshe. They should build a shulchan on which they will place the lechem upon it. They'll build a menorah because there will be light. So at each stage there is not only an ingredient, an instruction, but a purpose. Whereas in Parashas Vayakel, we are putting this project together. Builders creating a project. And therefore the first thing that has to be mentioned is the collection of all materials. Then you have to appoint an architect, the Tzalel. That's followed by building the walls itself. You're building a site. And then the furniture, then the Kalim. And therefore we would understand why it moves from what it has been put down as in Parashas Truma, as the Tachlis, to actually getting on with the job, to actually doing the building work of the Mishkan. And in fact, even Rashi, who says that the Egel is the reason for the Mishkan, definitely agrees that the concept of there being a Mishkan precedes Cheto Egel. The concept of there being a place where we would serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes far before the Chet HaEgel. See this in various ways. Firstly, in Parashas Vayetze, when Yaakov, as we know, has the dream, the Nevuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him the Malachim Olim V'Yordim Boy. When Avram awakes from that dream, he says, "Ein zeh ki im beis Elokim." He calls the place, the Mokan HaMikdash, a bias. It is a construct, it's not just a concept. And subsequently, during Shiras HaYam, during Yod Yashir, We talk of Mikdash Hashem Koinenu Yodecha. We talk about a place at the time of Shira, not at the time of Chait, where Klal Yisrael will be united with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mikdash Hashem. And even after Matan Torah, Parshas Mishpatim, including both Rashi and the Ramban, precedes the Chait HaEgel. And we are given the mitzvah of Bikurim, and in that we are told that Reishis Bikuri Ad Moscha Tovi Beis Hashem Alekecha. There is an instruction that there be a bayis. So even according to Rashi, it's quite clear that there would always have been a form of a Mishkan or a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore what we need to understand is in what way does Rashi disagree with Ramban, and perhaps in doing so understand the amount of psukim that have been used to bring this concept, the Koach HaLapayel. There's a Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Hei, a Gemara which describes a conversation between Moshe and Bezalel. Omer B'shul Bar Achmeni, Omer B'yenison, Betzalel al Shem Chochmosai Nikra. Betzalel received his name because of the Chochmah which he had. B'shosha Omelai HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech Emerloi L'Betzalel Aseili Mishkan Oroin V'Kedim. Build me, Beis HaMikdash. Holach Moshe V'Hofach. Moshe reversed the order. And he says to Bezalel, Asay Orein the Kelim Umishkos. First of all, the Orein and the Kelim, and then only the Mishkan itself. Omaloi, so Bezalel replies to him, Meshe Rabbeinu, Min Hogay Shal Olam Ono Ogon Bayne Bayis Va'achakach Machnis L'Soychei Kelim. The normal way of doing things is you first build the wall, you build the structure, and then you buy the furniture, you bring in the furniture. Va'ata oimer, aseili orein v'kelim u'mishkon, and you're telling me to do it the other way around. Kelim shani oisel hechon achnisa. What am I going to do with the kelim while they're sitting there without a building in which to be placed? Shema kach omer lecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe, in fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it to you the other way around. Asei mishkon orein v'kelim. Moshe replied, Amalai, Shema Betzel Kel Hoyisov Yodata. Maybe you were Betzel Kel in the shadow of God, and you actually knew what was going on. Now, this Gemara is incomprehensible. Moshe Rabbeinu Hofa just decided to tell Betzalel to build the Mishkan in a completely different way to the instruction that he'd been given. Doesn't make any sense. More than that, if Bezalel understood what was going on, and therefore, as Moshe puts it, he is aptly named, he's not Bezalel Kael, he's not in the shadow, he's Ba'er Panacha. He understands exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Being in the shadows means Ki'ilu, not really understanding what is going on, not really seeing the full picture, but sort of guessing. Betzalel Kael is not an apt name for Bezalel. And beyond that, what is Bezalel's taina? That a person who builds a house, he builds the walls first and then he builds the kelim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forced to do this, especially since they finished building the Mishkan on the 25th of Kislev, and they used it for the first time 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So it anyway stood for months unused. Anyway, the kelim were in storage. So what taina was it that minhogei shel olam? That's not how we do things. What is the conversation teaching us? So once I had an idea from Rabbi Lef. He explained as follows: why build a mishkan or a beis hamikdash in the first place? What is it achieve? What is the tachlis of having a Beis HaMikdash that is lacking without it? So he said there are two reasons. The first is that you go to the place where there is avodah, the place where there is hashras hashchina, and a person's emunah is increased. There were the 10 constant nisim in the Beis HaMikdash. Walking into the Beis HaMikdash gave a person a chizuk in the Tzias Hashem. These constant nisim gave me emunah. It's emunah chushis. And as we know, even Yerushalayim itself, person couldn't sleep overnight in Yerushalayim without being tshuva, because of the effect of being in a place of such kedusha. It changed a person. So, how long it changed them for? Is that when a person saw the Kohen Gadol doing the avodah, saw the tzitz, so a nitzut of tshuva entered into their heart, the spark of tshuva. Now, whether they sparked that into a flame or not, that was up to them. Obviously, there had to be bechira. But it was a place where a person recharged. Person went 3 times a year, was ole rego, and he took that back for the rest of the year. It gave a person a chizuk in their emunah. And then there's a separate reason, and that is the individual mitzvah, the individual kelim, all brought a person even closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that there was the Maisak Teres, the fact that a person brought the Korban, whereas Korban in itself means to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each of them are the individual pathways to get even closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It gave an opportunity for Kirva Ferekim, which wasn't necessarily present under other circumstances, without there being a Beis HaMikdash. So two reasons. Which of the two is the primary reason? That depends. At Matan Torah, after Matan Torah, when Klal Yisrael have said Nasa V'Nishma, they don't need a chizuk in Emunah. It's quite clear that their Emunah, their self-generated Emunah, takes them that far that they're prepared to accept unseen Kala Terakut. But being at that level, they still want to get even closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the main essence of the Mishkan is the Kelim. The main reason to build the Mishkan is to give opportunities of Kirvas HaLekim. So it needs to be a construction, and therefore there is the building as well. After the Chet HaEgel was a breakdown in Emunah, was a lack of Emunah. In which case, the reason to build the Mishkan now is because you need to rebuild people's Emunah. The Shvaruch Hu says that the presence of the Shechina is no longer there. It's no longer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, that will be leading a Klal Yisrael. They need to bring the Shechina back. There needs to be Ashras HaShechina. There needs to be V'Shachanti V'Seichom. And therefore the main reason to build the Mishkan now is to build the building. And the Kelim, that's a Madrega that will eventually achieve. But first you have to get back to Nasa V'Nishma. It's similar to Zohar v'Shomer in the first and the second Luchos, where initially the Shomer wasn't a struggle. It's the Zohar, the achievement of making Shabbos even greater. And then, post the Egel, the struggle starts already with Shomer, with the concept of Shabbos itself, which, as we know, is very parallel to the Mishkan, because Shabbos and the Mishkan are found twice, once Shabbos is first and once the Mishkan is first. And therefore, the psukim in both Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Pekudei seem to echo that idea. The very end of Parshas Pekudei, having gone through all of the building of the Mishkan without mentioning the Shechinah, we come to the very end of Pekudei, and the Torah tells us, Vayachas ha'olon es oel moed, ukved Hashem mole es ha'mishkan. The olon covered the oel moed, and the kved Hashem was nearer, was apparent, was visible. Mole es ha'mishkan. which is virtually a parallel to the words that we find at the end of Sefer, of the end of Parashas Mishpatim, where it says Vayachas ha'onon es ha'har, instead of being Vachasa de oil maid, Vayishkan kved Hashem al har Sinai. What happens by building the Mishkan is a parallel to what happened by saying Nasa v'nishma. They have brought that level of emunah back. They have regained that level of emunah that they had lost in the avoid in serving the Egel. And therefore the reason to have Vayakel Dukudei, even though we already had Trumat Tzaveh, is because I'm building a new Mishkan. In Trumat Tzaveh, which starts with the Kelim, starts with the Orin, the Kroshim and the Uriahs come later on in the Sedra. It starts to by telling me to build Kelim. Agav, I need a building in which to house them. But that level, that idea, we're already there. We've already said Nasa v'Nishma. Then we have Cheta Egan. And we're now building a totally different Mishkan. We're now building a Mishkan which needs a building. We first need to be Mechazik the Yisodos, back to basics. And after that, then we can allow ourselves to use the Kedem. And therefore we need it twice because it's a totally different Mishkan. And this is the idea of B'tzel Kael. And Moshe tells B'tzalel to build the Mishkan and tells him to build the Kelim first. B'tzalel says to him, I know that's possibly how you heard it, but that's how you heard it pre the Egel. Now that we're post the Egel, that's not how we do it. Now we have to work Minhogei Shel Olam, we're not above Teva anymore. We have to work within the world. We have to first work on ourselves. And Moshe says to him, B'tzel Kael, B'tzalel understood that we're now on plan B, not on plan A. He's in the shadows. B'tzalel understands what we're supposed to do when we're not Bo'er Hashem. Because when they start building the Mishkan, they are no longer Zoyche to Hashras Hashchina in the way they had been previously. They are no longer seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly. They are now in the shadows. And it's B'tzalel's job to bring them out of those shadows. And therefore he's aptly named B'tzel Kael. And this is why there is a tremendous repetition in Parashas Pekudei of Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Al Turim points out it says 18 times. Every single stage of the construction of the Kelim and of the Mishkan itself, and they did this Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. It's extremely repetitive. Why? Because the emphasis on building the Mishkan now is for one reason only: to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. That's why you're building it. When you put together the Uriahs, you're saying them together. Why? Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. You're making a Keli. Why? Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. My own input, the Machshava, the extra, that comes afterwards. Now you are building the Mishkan purely for one purpose only. Because Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. That's it. That idea that was missing in the Egel. Because the Egel, as many Rishonim point out, was not entirely wrong. It was misplaced. The idea of the Egel, as we see quite clearly in the opening Psukim, is not to replace HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Kizeh Ha'ish Moshe, Asher Elonu, Mitzrayim Lo Yadanu Mehoyamayim. It's not that they wanted to replace HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least not initially. But they needed an intermediary. They needed a method to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the equivalent of the Kelim in the Mishkan. They wanted a method of getting closer, but they did this on their own. They did this not under instruction. The Chet HaEgel was that it wasn't Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. So what we need to reinforce, what we need to get back to, is understanding that we start with what is Rotzen Hashem. Once we're within that framework, then we have to use our own creativity. Then what we are comes to the fore. But that cannot be the starting point. And therefore the idea, the Baal HaTurim says, the idea that there are 18 mentions of Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe is because that's the essence of Shemoneh Esrei as well. That is the Avodah that has replaced the Avodas HaMikdash, and what our attitude has to be in Tefillah is the attitude of Hachna, the attitude of the fact that Rachmana Livavoya, that what we have to do is be submissive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we understand why not only there has to be a repetition, because there is now a new purpose to building the Mishkan, we now also understand why each stage needs to be repeated with the addition of Kasha Tiva Shemes Meshe. Each chelek there was a tshuva of. Having said that, there is one additional point to this. The Gemara at the beginning of Masechtas Erevin tells us that Mikdosh and Mishkan, they're virtually interchangeable, the two terms. But the truth is, they are the opposite of one another in many ways. The Beis HaMikdosh is a fixed spot. It's a place that doesn't move. Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, very beginning of Perek Beis, tells us that HaMizbeach Mekoymei Mechuvin B'Yoseh, place of the Mizbeach is detailed. Ve'ein Meshanin Oisem Mekoymei La'olam. You cannot change where the Mizbeach will be. And in Halacha Beis, the Meseres V'yad HaKoyl, Shahamokim Shebolo Boy David Ushleimai HaMizbeach B'Goyren Arnuna, Hu Amokim Shebolo Boy Avroma Mizbeach V'Okadol of Yitok, Hu Amokim Shebolo Boy Noach K'sheyotchu V'Nateva, Hu Amizbeach Shehikar Olav Kain V'Hevel. This place is already, from the beginnings of time, a place that serves as a Mizbeach. It's fixed, immovable, which is obviously the exact opposite of the Mishkan. Its very essence is made to be pulled apart and to be put back together again. Other than the bazim in the Orin has to have a fixed place in the lives of Klal Yisrael, but the Mishkan itself is by definition without place, in which case what does the Gemara mean that they are one and the same? They are one and the same in that they achieve the goals. But the Beis HaMikdash, which is the fixed aspect, that's the emunah, that's the starting point. That's what has to be put into place first. From the very beginning of time, there is a place, there is a concept that we have to have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Metzias Hashem, that emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be there. That's the starting point. And then we can move with the various kelim from place to place. And then, depending on which matzav we're in, depending where we are, then we use a different keli to connect to the Baruch Hu. So the Mishkan is, the second element, and the Beis HaMikdash is the starting point. And this also comes through as the difference between Avat Hashem and Yiras Hashem, which are these ideas as well. That Yiras Hashem is the concept of Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, and Avat Hashem is the concept of getting even closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by using the Kelim. And therefore, when the Mishkan is described in the beginning of Parashas Truma, when we're talking about the Kelim, so it says Kol Yishashi Yidvenu Liboy, it's a place where you go Lifnim Mishur Sadin, where you do something voluntarily. There is no tzivui. There is no fixed amount, and it's up to you. When we get to Parashat Kisisa, so not only at that stage are we told that everybody has to give to the Mishkan a half a shekel, but we're also told what happens if we don't do what we're supposed to be doing. The Torah starts, the first four mitzvahs in Parashat Kisisa all introduce the idea of Misa. If you don't do things right, Misa is introduced. The next mitzvah is making of the kiyor, and there it says, if they don't, make sure that they don't die. Then we talk about the shemen and the kteres, and we're told if somebody copies this, then v'nechrusa, The whole of Parshas Kisisa is the Egel. Long before the Avera of the Egel is detailed, the introduction of Parshas Kisisa is also bringing about a different type of Beis HaMikdash, a type of Beis HaMikdash where there's Yira, where if one takes the wrong steps, what is happening is the person is opening themselves up to the concept of Misa. It's not Kol Isha Shiyidvenu Libri. And these, both of these ideas of having a Mikdash and a Mishkan are seen in a different way in Parshas Tetzaveh. In Parshas Truma we use the word Mikdash and Mishkan. In Parshas Tetzaveh we use the word Oil Maid. Because Oil Maid means that wherever we are, the word Maid means it's a meeting place. It is a name that we use in space, so to speak. It's the Oil Maid, the place. And it's the name that we use for time. It's the Mayadim. The Mayad means that wherever we are, we come across the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Wherever we are in terms of geography, and wherever we are in terms of the calendar, there's an opportunity to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes we are meeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Teras Mikdash, it's Emuna, it's Yira, and sometimes we are meeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Teras Mishkan. It's transient, it's Avas Hashem, it's an opportunity to get even closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in both cases, we have to look at all of these encounters as an Oel Moed, as an opportunity to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, either by literally constructing the basics, or by getting even closer by using mitzvahs, by using opportunities which come our way. So why all this repetition? Why do we need so many psukim? Because all of these ideas can only come out if at every stage in our life we realize there is a different opportunity that is being offered to us, there is a different mahalach that we can make use of there and then, and in each case the bottom line has to be that it's kasha tzivah shemesh meshach.